Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Benchmark Electronics, also known by its ticker, BHE. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into a player in the electronics manufacturing services space, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down Benchmark Electronics, a company that's been carving out its niche in providing manufacturing, design, and engineering services to a variety of industries. Let's unpack what makes this company tick. Look at recent developments and dive into a full SWOT analysis to see if it's a worthy addition to your portfolio. First, a quick snapshot of who Benchmark Electronics is for those who might not be as familiar. They're a key player in the electronics manufacturing industry, operating within the broader technology sector. Based in the U.S., they've got a global footprint, serving clients in sectors like aerospace, medical, and industrial markets. With thousands of employees worldwide, they're not a small fish, but they're also not a household name like some of the tech giants. Their focus is on contract manufacturing and engineering solutions, which positions them as a critical behind-the-scenes partner for many innovative companies. Now let's talk about what's been happening with Benchmark lately. From recent performance data, we can see they've had a mixed bag over various timeframes. Short term, the stock has shown some volatility, with weekly and monthly performances reflecting broader market and industry trends in tech manufacturing. Over the longer term, like the past 5 years, their performance has lagged behind some of the high-flying tech names, but that's not entirely surprising given their focus on steady, contract-based revenue rather than consumer-facing products. On the news front, there's been chatter about their strategic moves to optimize operations, which ties into insights from their latest earnings call for Q2 2025. They reported revenue of $642 million, which is solid, and they're emphasizing growth in key areas while managing costs, a theme we'll revisit in our analysis. All right, let's get into the meat of it with our SWOT breakdown, where we'll look at strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Benchmark Electronics. I'll keep this conversational and packed with insights, so stick with me as we figure out if this stock aligns with your long-term wealth-building goals. Strengths: stable revenue base. Benchmark's revenue for Q2 2025 came in at $642 million, as highlighted in their latest earnings call. This shows they've got a reliable stream of income, largely driven by long-term contracts in industries like aerospace and medical, which are less prone to consumer whims. For long-term investors, this kind of stability is a big plus. Operational efficiency focus. From their earnings call summary, it's clear they're doubling down on managing spending and enhancing efficiency. This isn't just talk. They're actively working to streamline operations, which could translate to better margins down the line if executed well. Diverse industry exposure. Serving multiple sectors like aerospace, defense, and healthcare means they're not overly reliant on one market. This diversification acts as a buffer against downturns in any single industry, something that should give investors confidence over the long haul. Solid liquidity. Looking at their financials, their current ratio and quick ratio are in a healthy range, indicating they've got the liquidity to handle short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. That's a reassuring sign for anyone worried about financial stability. Weaknesses: underwhelming long-term performance. Let's be real. When we look at their performance over the past 5 years, it's not exactly setting the world on fire. Compared to broader tech sector gains, Benchmark has been a bit of a laggard. This could signal limited growth catalysts or challenges in scaling up compared to peers. Debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming, but it's worth noting that they're carrying a fair amount of debt on the balance sheet. For long-term investors, this means keeping an eye on interest costs and whether they can manage this leverage if economic conditions tighten. Margin pressures. While they've got decent gross profit margins, their net profit margin isn't as robust as you'd hope for in a competitive industry. This suggests they're facing cost pressures, possibly from supply chain issues or pricing power limitations, which could hinder bottom-line growth. Limited consumer brand recognition. Unlike some tech names, Benchmark operates behind the scenes. While this isn't inherently bad, it means they don't have the kind of brand pull or hype that can drive stock momentum during bullish markets. That's something to consider if you're looking for short-term pops. Opportunities, strategic growth initiatives. In their Q2 2025 earnings call, management was vocal about targeting growth in high-potential areas. They're not just sitting on their hands, they're actively pursuing new contracts and markets, which could open up fresh revenue streams. For long-term investors, this proactive stance is encouraging. Industry tailwinds. The electronics manufacturing sector is tied to broader trends like increased demand for tech in healthcare and defense. If Benchmark can capitalize on these, especially with their existing foothold, there's room for upside. Think IoT, medical devices, and aerospace innovation. These are areas ripe for expansion. Valuation potential. Looking at their forward PE ratio, it's positioned at a reasonable level compared to industry averages. This suggests the stock might not be overpriced right now, giving long-term investors a potential entry point if other fundamentals align. It's not a screaming bargain, but it's not stretched either. Paying off. If their focus on efficiency starts showing up in better free cash flow, and recent cash flow statements show they're generating positive operating cash flow, there's a chance to reinvest in growth or even return value to shareholders through dividends or buybacks. That's a medium-term trend worth watching. Threats. Industry competition. The electronics manufacturing space is cutthroat, with big players and smaller nimble competitors all vying for contracts. Benchmark's earnings call mentioned navigating industry challenges, and that's code for intense competition. If they lose key clients or fail to innovate, it could hit their top line hard. Economic sensitivity. While they've got diversification, a broader economic slowdown could still impact their clients' spending on manufacturing services. Aerospace and industrial sectors, in particular, can take a hit during recessions, and that's a risk for long-term holders to keep in mind. Supply chain risks. The tech sector has been plagued by supply chain disruptions in recent years, and Benchmark isn't immune. Any hiccups in getting components or managing costs could squeeze margins further, something their earnings call hinted at as an ongoing concern. Market volatility. Short-term and medium-term performance data show Benchmark's stock can swing with market sentiment and sector trends. For long-term investors, this isn't a deal-breaker, but it does mean you might need a strong stomach during choppy periods. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts on Benchmark Electronics. From a long-term investment perspective, this company has a solid foundation with its diversified revenue and focus on operational efficiency, which are big ticks in the plus column. However, they're not without challenges. Mediocre historical performance and competitive pressures mean this isn't a slam-dunk growth story. The opportunities tied to industry trends and strategic growth plans are intriguing, but execution will be key. On balance, Benchmark seems like a steady, if unspectacular, play for those who prioritize stability over explosive upside in their portfolio. If you're intrigued by what you've heard, or if you've got your own take on Benchmark, drop a comment below. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And don't forget to stay tuned to MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses like this one, available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the full bullet point SWOT breakdown on our platform for a quick reference. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.